It's set to be 20x deadlier than COVID, and they've already begun working on a vaccine, even though it's still hypothetical. The prediction: 20 million dead worldwide, and many who survive will be left with paralysis and/or brain damage. Will Disease X be leaked in 2025? Analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Story at a glance: The WHO's pandemic treaty is the gateway to a global, top-down totalitarian regime, a one-world government. The reason we can be sure there will be additional pandemics, whether manufactured using either fear and hype alone or an actual bioweapon created for this very purpose, is because the takeover plan, aka the Great Reset, is based on the premise that we need global biosecurity surveillance and centralized response. A new contagion will likely be born in 2025, and media are already preparing us for it. January 15 to 19, 2024, global leaders met at the World Economic Forum's, WEF, Davos summit, where the key topic of discussion was preparing for Disease X, a hypothetical new pandemic predicted to kill 20 times more people than COVID-19. In August 2023, a new vaccine research facility was set up in Wiltshire, England, to begin work on a vaccine against the unknown Disease X. The U.S. Congress introduced the Disease X Act of 2023 inches, H.R. 3832, in June 2023. The bill calls for the establishment of a BARDA program to develop medical countermeasures for viral threats with pandemic potential. The bill was referred to the Subcommittee on Health in early June 2023 but has not yet been passed. The COVID-19 pandemic allowed for an unprecedented shift in power and wealth distribution across the world and, as predicted, it was not to be a one-off event. A new contagion will likely be born in 2025, and media are already preparing us for it. January 15 to 19, 2024, global leaders met at the World Economic Forum's, WEF, Davos summit, where the key topic of discussion was preparing for Disease X, 1. A hypothetical new pandemic predicted to emerge in 2025 and kill 20 times more people than COVID-19.2 as reported by The Mirror. 3. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned of a potential Disease X since 2017, a term indicating an unknown pathogen that could cause a serious international epidemic. Public speakers at the Preparing for Disease X event next Wednesday, January 17, 2024, include Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the WHO, Brazilian Minister of Health Nisia Trindade Lima, and Michel Demare, Chair of the Board at AstraZeneca. In their first post-pandemic meeting held in November 2022, the WHO brought over 300 scientists to consider which of over 25 virus families and bacteria could potentially create another pandemic. The list the team came up with included the Ebola virus, the Marburg virus disease, COVID-19, SARS, and the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, MERS-CoV. Others included Lassa fever, Nipah and Henepaviral diseases, Zift Valley fever, and Zika, as well as the unknown pathogen that would cause Disease X. I've interviewed Meryl Nass about how the WHO is trying to take over aspects of everyone's lives. She just published an important piece over the weekend, Why is Davos so interested in disease? About how the WEF and the WHO have become partners to terrify the world. Alexis Baden-Meyer, ESC, political director for the Organic Consumers Association, did some digging into the participants of this WEF event, and the two things they all have in common are 1. Dumping the AstraZeneca COVID shot on the developing world, primarily India and Brazil, after rich countries rejected it due to its admitted blood clotting risk, and 2. Pushing for the implementation of medical AI systems that will eliminate doctors along with patient choice and privacy. Practice runs are responsible planning? In a January 11, 2024, tweet, Fox News analyst and former Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs for the U.S. Treasury Department, Monica Crowley, wrote, 4. From the same people who brought you COVID-19 now comes Disease X. Next week in Davos, the unelected globalists at the World Economic Forum will hold a panel on a future pandemic 20x deadlier than COVID. Just in time for the election, a new contagion to allow them to implement a new WHO treaty, lock down again, restrict free speech and destroy more freedoms. Sound far-fetched? So did what happened in 2020. When your enemies tell you what they're planning and what they're planning for, believe them. And get ready. Dr. Stuart Ray, Vice Chair of Medicine for Data Integrity and Analytics at Johns Hopkins Department of Medicine, dismissed such warnings, telling Fortune magazine 5. that coordination of public health response is not conspiracy, it's simply responsible planning. I'd be willing to believe him if it wasn't for a now obvious trend. Whatever the globalists claim will happen actually does happen at a remarkable frequency, and their prognostic capabilities become easier to explain when you consider that most lethal pandemics have been caused by man-made viruses, the products of gain-of-function research. It's pretty easy to predict a new viral outbreak if you have said virus waiting in the wings. With that in mind, recent research from China certainly raises concern, to say the least. According to a January 3, 2024, preprint, 6, a SARS-CoV-2-related pangolin coronavirus, described as a cell culture-adapted mutant, called GX_P2V that was first cultured in 2017, was found to kill 100% of the humanized mice, ACE2 transgenic mice, infected with it. 0.7. The primary cause of death was brain inflammation. According to the authors, this is the first report showing that a SARS-CoV-2-related pangolin coronavirus can cause 100% mortality in ACE2 mice, suggesting a risk for GX_P2V to spill over into humans. However, if this virus mutated as a result of passaging through cell cultures, then it's not likely to emerge in the wild. It's another unnatural lab creation, so rather than saying it may spill over from pangolins to humans, it would be more accurate to admit that it may pose a, rather serious, risk to humans were a lab escape to occur. COVID dress rehearsals. In 2017, Johns Hopkins Center of Health Security held a coronavirus pandemic simulation called the SPARS Pandemic 2025-2028 Scenario. 0.8. Importantly, the exercise stressed communication dilemmas concerning medical countermeasures that could plausibly emerge in a pandemic scenario. Then, in October 2019, less than 3 months before the COVID-19 outbreak, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in collaboration with Johns Hopkins and the World Economic Forum, hosted Event 201. The name itself suggests it may have been a continuation of the SPARS pandemic exercise. College courses are numbered based on their prerequisites. A 101 course does not require any prior knowledge, whereas 201 courses require prior familiarity with the topic at hand. As in the SPARS pandemic scenario, Event 201 involved an outbreak of a highly infectious coronavirus, and the primary, if not sole, focus of the exercise was, again, how to control information and keep misinformation in check, not how to effectively discover and share remedies. Social media censorship played a prominent role in the Event 201 plan, and in the real-world events of 2020 through the present. Accurate information about vaccine development, production and injury has indeed been effectively suppressed around the world, thanks to social media companies and Google's censoring of opposing viewpoints. In March 2021, an outbreak of an unusual strain of monkeypox virus was simulated. 0.9. In late July the following year, the WHO Director General declared that a multi-country outbreak of monkeypox constituted a public health emergency of international concern, 10 against his own advisory group. Catastrophic contagion exercise. Considering both of these simulations, SPARS, Event 101, and Event 201, foreshadowed what eventually occurred in real life during COVID, when Gates hosts yet another pandemic exercise, it's worth paying attention to the details. October 23, 2022, Gates, Johns Hopkins and the WHO co-hosted a global challenge exercise, dubbed Catastrophic Contagion 11.12, involving a fictional pathogen called Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome 2025, SERS 25. Enterovirus D6813 is typically associated with cold and flu-like illness in infants, children and teens. In rare cases, it's also been known to cause viral meningitis and acute flaccid myelitis, a neurological condition resulting in muscle weakness and loss of reflexes in one or more extremities. Enteroviruses A71 and A6 are known to cause hand, foot and mouth disease, 14. While poliovirus, the prototypical enterovirus, causes polio, poliomyelitis, a potentially life-threatening type of paralysis that primarily affects children under age 5. So, the virus they modeled in this simulation appears to be something similar to enterovirus D68, but worse. Vaccine drug trials begin for deadly Nipah virus. One known virus that bears some resemblance to the fictional SERS 25 is the Nipah virus. This virus has a kill rate of about 75%, 15. And survivors oftentimes face long-term neurological issues stemming from the infection. Nipah is also said to affect children to a greater degree than adults. 0.16. Incidentally, human trials for a vaccine against the deadly Nipah virus were recently launched. 17. Volunteers received their first shots in early January 2024. The experimental injection uses the same viral vector technology used to produce AstraZeneca's COVID shot. The trial is reportedly being carried out by the University of Oxford in an undisclosed area where Nipah is actively infecting victims. India seems to be indicated, as an outbreak in Kerala killed 2 people and hospitalized 3 in September 2023.18. Closing parenthesis. The disease is thought to spread via interaction with infected animals such as goats, pigs, cats and horses. It may also spread via tainted blood products and food. Symptoms can emerge anywhere from a few days after exposure to as long as 45 days. Initial symptoms include fever, headache and respiratory illness, which can rapidly progress to encephalitis, brain swelling, seizures and coma within just a couple of days. According to the WHO, pigs are known to be highly contagious during the incubation period, and it's possible that humans may be as well, although that has yet to be confirmed. Training African leaders to go along with the narrative. Tellingly, the catastrophic contagion exercise focused on getting leadership in African countries involved and trained in following the script. African nations went off script more often than others during the COVID pandemic, and didn't follow in the footsteps of developed nations when it came to pushing the jabs. As a result, vaccine makers now face the problem of having a huge control group, as the COVID jab uptake on the African continent was only 6%, 19. Yet it fared far better than developed nations in terms of COVID-19 infections and related deaths. 20. The catastrophic contagion exercise predicts SARS-25 will kill 20 million people worldwide, including 15 million children, and many who survive the infection will be left with paralysis and/or brain damage. In other words, the cue given is that the next pandemic may target children rather than the elderly, as was the case with COVID-19. Vaccine against unknown X pathogen is already in the works. Video link. In August 2023, a new vaccine research facility was set up in Wiltshire, England, fully staffed with more 200 scientists, to begin work on a vaccine against the unknown disease X. As reported by Metro 21, it took 362 days to develop the COVID-19 vaccine. But the Vaccine Development and Evaluation Center team wants to reduce that time to 100 days. Scientists at the facility will develop a range of prototype vaccines and tests. The new lab is a part of a global effort to respond to global health threats. The UK and other G7 countries signed up to the 100 Days mission in 2021. The government has invested £65 million into the lab. Professor Dame Jenny Harries, the head of the UK Health Security Agency, said the new facility would ensure that we prepare so that if we have a new disease X, a new pathogen, we have as much of that work in advance as possible. In the US, Congress also introduced the Disease X Act of 2023 inches, H.R. 383,222. Back in June 2023, the bill calls for the establishment of a BARDA program to develop medical countermeasures for viral threats with pandemic potential. The bill was referred to the Subcommittee on Health in early June 2023 but has not yet been passed. The Disease X Act amends a section of the Public Health Service Act with 2 new clauses that call for the identification and development of platform manufacturing technologies needed for advanced development and manufacturing of medical countermeasures for viral families which have significant potential to cause a pandemic, and advanced research and development of flexible medical countermeasures against priority respiratory virus families and other respiratory viral pathogens with a significant potential to cause a pandemic, with both pathogen-specific and pathogen-agnostic approaches. Needless to say, since it's impossible to customize vaccines using the conventional method of growing viruses in eggs or some other cell media in 100 days, it seems inevitable that all these efforts are about the expansion of gene-based technologies. This, despite the fact that the mRNA technology used for the COVID jabs has proven to be disastrous from a safety standpoint, and ineffective to boot. Why manufactured pandemics will continue. At this point, it's quite clear that biosecurity is the chosen means by which the globalist cabal intends to seize power over the world. The WHO is working on securing sole power over pandemic response globally through its International Pandemic Treaty, which, if implemented, will eradicate the sovereignty of all member nations. The WHO's pandemic treaty is the gateway to a global, top-down totalitarian regime, a one-world government. Ultimately, the WHO intends to dictate all healthcare. but to secure that power, they will need more pandemics. COVID-19 alone was not enough to get everyone on board with a centralized pandemic response unit, and they probably knew that from the start. So, the reason we can be sure there will be additional pandemics, whether manufactured using either fear and hype alone or an actual bioweapon created for this very purpose, is because the takeover plan, aka the Great Reset, is based on the premise that we need global biosecurity surveillance and centralized response. Biosecurity, in turn, is the justification for an international vaccine passport, which the G20 has signed on to, and that passport will also be your digital identification. That digital ID, then, will be tied to your social credit score, personal carbon footprint tracker, medical records, educational records, work records, social media presence, purchase records, your bank accounts and a programmable central bank digital currency, CBDC. Once all these pieces are fully connected, you'll be in a digital prison, and the ruling cabal, whether officially a one-world government by then or not, will have total control over your life from cradle to grave. We're already suffering under a pseudo one-world government. We actually already have a pseudo one-world government, in the form of Bill Gates' non-governmental organizations, NGOs. They are making healthcare decisions that should be left to individual nations and/or states, and they're making decisions that will line their own pockets, regardless of what happens to the public health-wise. They coordinate and synchronize pandemic communication during simulated practice runs, and then, when the real-world situation emerges that fits the bill, the pre-planned script is played out more or less verbatim. Between the G20 declaration to implement an international vaccine passport under the auspice of the WHO, and the WHO's pandemic treaty, everything is lined up to take control of the next pandemic, and in so doing, further securing the foundation for a one-world government. As discussed in my 2021 article, COVID-19 dress rehearsals and proof of the plan, the pandemic measures rolled out for COVID-19 were the culmination of decades of careful planning to radically and permanently alter the governance and social structures of the world. The medical system has been used in the past to drive forward a new world order agenda, now rebranded as the Great Reset, and it's now being used to implement the final stages of that long-standing plan. COVID-19 was a real-world practice run, and showed just how effectively a pandemic can be used to shift the balance of power, and strip the global population of its wealth and individual freedoms. So, there's no doubt in my mind that additional pandemics will be declared, because they're the means to the globalists' ends. To prevent this global coup, we need everyone to speak and share the truth to the point that you're able. Only then will our voices outnumber the voices of the propaganda machine. Door to Freedom, DoorToFreedom.org, an organization founded by Dr. Merrill Nass, has a poster that explains how the Pandemic Treaty and International Health Regulations, IHR, amendments will change life as we know it and strip us of every vestige of freedom. Please download this poster and share it with everyone you know. Also put it up on public billboards and places where communities share information.